This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have Westcom Credit Union's very own Joseph Pellicere and Temenos' very own Chris Franson talking about Westcom's recent credit card launch and Temenos' technology right behind it. This is no ordinary credit card launch, by the way, so check it out. Yes, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the story for you. We're going to start out with some introductions here. First, right next to me is Westcom Credit Union's very own Joseph Pellicere. Joseph, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm loving your background there. That's looks like a typical Southern California sunset photo there with Westcom Credit Union right there in the foreground. So good stuff there. And then right below us is Mr. Chris Franson from Temenos. Chris, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to us today about a credit card launch, but this is no ordinary credit card launch. This is something a bit different, and leave it up to the folks at Westcom and Temenos to really do it up right here. So, Joseph, I'm going to start with you. So what was going on at Westcom that prompted you guys to look for a technology like Temenos to launch your credit cards? And these are being launched at UCLA, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Go Bruins, by the way. Go Bruins.
Always go Bruins. So for those who don't know about Westcom is a credit union that has been serving our communities in Southern California for the last 87 years, founded in 1934. And as you know, technology is always being a big focus here at Westcom. So with this credit card launch for our local university here at UCLA, we wanted to make sure that it is a seamless and friction-free application process. Mm-hmm. We compete with the big banks here in Southern California. Yeah. So if someone's not opening an account with us, they're opening an account with either Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, or some other big financial institution. So, and the application process with the bank is pretty straightforward. You go to a bank, you apply for a credit card, you get a credit card. But with a credit union, you have to be a member first. And so that is where we saw an element of friction that we would introduce in the application process. So with the help of Temenos and their very great and sound API foundation, we were able to deliver an easy and convenient credit card application process that is integrated into the membership application process. So what we've done is we've taken two distinct application processes, integrated it together with all the validations, all the checks and balances that are needed. So at the end of the day, a non-member, a UCLA staff, faculty member who's new to the credit union, never been associated with Westcom, can hop on, apply for this card in less than 5 minutes. I was able to do this in 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And get a credit card approved, get a membership, add the card to the wallet, and start using the card instantly, even before they get the card in the mail. So a very streamlined application. And that's just one facet and example of the digital transformation that's happening at Westcom, leveraging strategic partners like Temenos.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you guys have always been on the forefront. I've been following Westcom for quite a few years now. And now Chris coming in and you guys helping out Westcom. So how did you guys work together to really cut down on this friction, especially in that one area that Joseph talked about? How did you guys work together to accomplish that? Because this is, you know, again, this isn't any ordinary credit card launch for the folks at UCLA.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think this engagement and what we try to position ourselves with all of our customers is about the art of the possible. And we know that Westcom had some really ambitious goals, but also is a tech-driven team and very focused on using that technology, as Joseph mentioned, to deliver a first-class experience to their members. And certainly this is a bit of a unique situation here, or I guess I should say a very focused initiative that they have. But really, The focus, I think, here was openness, leveraging our API first capabilities to make sure that our solutions could serve as part of the ecosystem that Westcom has put together to to accomplish their technology goals. And you know, and as Joseph mentioned, I think some of the things that our solution brings to the table that sort of helps to fit these type of needs is being API first, being configurable to allow the credit union the agility that it needs to meet to meet its requirements on the timelines that it has, things like automated workflow, decisioning capability. So really putting the control in the hands of the business unit there at Westcom, again, to be able to deliver what they need to deliver on what you know, I think was an aggressive timeline, but they were certainly able to carry that out because I think they had the right focus, the right team, and the right tools in place.
Exactly. And we have to cater to the fine folks at UCLA. I mean, that's a cutting edge college there. So, and my dad went there, so I'm a little biased. So, so anyway, that's a whole nother story here. Now, Joseph, what attracted you guys to Temenos? Before we get into the details of the technology, what attracted you to Temenos to help you guys launch this?
So I joined Westcom back in October 2019. So I'm relatively new to Westcom. And when we had this critical initiative for taking over the UCLA alumni credit card relationship, I started looking at our strategic partner options. And we were already leveraging Temenos for our consumer lending origination system and application. So on further research, when I hopped on to various Temenos resources, and what attracted me most and gave me confidence in the strategy was the investment and the investments that Temenos was making, not just in the broader technology ecosystem through its acquisitions and other direct development capabilities, but the foundational API, the open integration environment that Temenos was investing in. Now, that is something that's very important, which Chris mentioned, is vendors can have strong technology capabilities, but it's important on how those technology capabilities integrate into the existing, and I should say, complex environment of for a financial institution. And so with that open architecture, API strategy, I was convinced that this is an opportunity for both Temenos and Westcom to partner for this critical journey ahead. And then once I started interacting with the leadership at Westcom, Chris and other technologists at Westcom, there was a lot more confidence into the strategy. Temenos also helped us, as Chris mentioned, explore the art of the possible by introducing us to other clients, existing clients of Temenos who had embarked on this journey in the past. So we had some client success stories that we exchanged. And so to Chris's point earlier, it was a complex journey, but when great teams together, great things happen. So that's our story here.
And there's not one credit card, there's two credit cards, right? Because there's one that's called the Bruin Edge, and then there's the Bruin Choice. So why two cards?
So one is more aligned for our student community as opposed to staff, alumni.
Okay.
And then for those who don't know, in addition to the two UCLA cards, we also launched two new Westcom cards as well. So it's a big transformational initiative for Westcom in the credit card space.
Okay, gotcha. You guys did quite a project indeed, not only just the technology wise, but the scope as well. So Chris, so what was unique here about this credit card launch? Can you share with us what was unique here and maybe a couple of nuts and bolts here?
Yeah, well, I guess that there's, it has some similarities to projects that other customers of ours have launched. I think some of the unique characteristics would be the very specific focus and kind of the very specific timeline. It's not every day that a credit union has an opportunity to kind of seize a relatively large segment like this. And so that represents great opportunity, mm-hmm. but we also know it's kind of the first impression, right? And, and so certainly, you know, we know that in this situation, Westcom wanted to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward in being able to capture as much of this new business opportunity as possible. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that you know, certainly those type of initiatives don't come along every day. From the product perspective, you know, it's having a customer leverage our solution and integrate via the API is something that we're seeing more and more. Yeah. But certainly there's always a unique need. There's always unique goals that the customer has. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, I think having our APIs and having our flexibility, the whole aim of that is to be able to put the control in the customer's hands. So while each of those engagements is unique from the underlying system perspective, that's exactly what we kind of have it designed and intended to be able to deliver for our customers.
Yeah, definitely. And Joseph, I mean, having just kind of dovetailing off what Chris just said, you know, putting your best foot forward, obviously a lot of these would-be members or current members are young, they're students. So you really want to, again, put your best foot forward so you can have those folks be members for life and get them through all their life's milestones and whatnot. So this could be like the launch pad to a lot of that. So, and I'm thinking what you just said at the very top of the show, making this process as frictionless as possible, which really is and sets a really good impression from the outset. So having said that, that's one of the big benefits I assume that you guys are trying to go for. What other things are you guys looking at accomplishing here?
So you covered that very well, Mike. In addition, in order to deliver an experience, a frictionless experience that you mentioned, there's a lot of foundational work that we had to embark on, especially to make sure that our functionality caters to our millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, UCLA, and other university population. Mm-hmm. What we realized is that in order to integrate with capabilities, vendor capability like Temenos, Westcom needed a strong foundational data strategy. Think about 87 years of financial services. We have a lot of variety of different product systems. And those product systems tend to be siloed. As I mentioned earlier, the transformational journey is going from being a product-centric technology delivery mm-hmm. to be more of a member-focused technology experience. So bringing all those product systems together, delivering a strong data strategy foundation with master data management, operational data store, an enterprise data warehouse implementation. We have partnered with Snowflake, AWS, and other vendors there. The API strategy that Chris talked about, and then taking control of that UX experience so that when a Gen Z, Gen X potential member hops on to our digital assets, authenticated or unauthenticated, all experience, whether they want to do it on their mobile, smartphone, mm-hmm. whether they want to be online. And most importantly, I remind everyone that digital transformation is not just about what we deliver to our members and non-members. It's also about how we enable our staff, our employees, to continue that digital journey if it is disconnected, so that we provide that human touch, the in-person experience. And it was all about humanizing the in-person experience and humanizing the digital experience and bringing it together. And that is where we are, you know, and the results are speaking for itself. We have phenomenal double-digit increases in non-member and membership traffic.
Oh wow!
We have a lot of interest in our four different cards that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And what our objective was to make that experience memorable and personable. So think about what happens when a member or non-member walks into a branch. or talks to someone via our contact center, we make that experience memorable. And that's how we set our experience a class apart from other financial institutions. Now, what we've been able to do with the partnership with Temenos is deliver that human touch, human experience via our digital channels, so that when they hop on, they walk away saying, hey, that was good. That was easy. Yeah. That was convenient. Yeah. And that was quick. And that is exactly what we need to do, not just for our digital channels, but our contact centers and all other interactions that our members and non-members have with us.
Yep. And that ultimately builds the trust and the loyalty, all those good buzzwords that credit unions are looking for these days. And that the credit card could be the launch pad, like we said earlier. So it all starts right there. It's got to start somewhere. So, and Chris, having said that, what's next for you guys? What's next in this partnership? Because it sounds like you guys have quite a history of success already. So what's next on the plate? If you guys can divulge, I don't want to reveal any secrets.
Well, it's interesting. Throughout the course of all this, a new term has entered my lingo that Joseph used, and that's micro steps. And I love it because he uses it within the context of both personal as well as business life. And so we know that as significant as what Westcom has already accomplished, you know, this is, you know, several steps or micro steps in what we do expect to be a long and ever evolving journey. Because you know, and Joseph said, I think, a couple great things that I'd like to build on. You know, the digital transformation is one that I think is a continued evolution. Yep. There's no end point. It starts with the first step, but we can see that this journey here of continuing to bring the human experience into the digital experience, and will just continue to evolve. So I would say, you know, some of the things that they've done already that we could see continuing to build on, the things like the biometric authentication to verify that the individuals are who they say they are, right? Making sure that they have the ability to kind of start and come back to those applications, because we all know that kind of life always gets in the way of what we might try to focus on. You know, continuing to ensure that we're providing for those accurate and fast decisions to get these applicants to a yes as quickly as possible, so that they continue the journeys. You know, I think that obviously this has started with credit cards. I know that, and Joseph can probably build more upon this, right? That we expect that other product types will come behind this, that the credit union leverages things like auto personal loans and, you know, and even more, right? I mean, I think ultimately this generally starts this way. We start with a focus on one product, learn lessons from it, and then obviously understand what has to be modified to fit some of those others. You know, can the experience be the same if it's somebody walking on a dealership car lot, or not applying for a credit card, applying for a personal loan, and maybe even eventually home equity loans and lines of credit behind that. But you know, we're here to continue to support Westcom's growth strategy, and you know, excited to have been a technology partner of theirs for so long, and look forward to being that in the future, and as much from our perspective, seeing what's next for Westcom, just like our other customers, right?
Yeah, something new every day, that's for sure. Oh my gosh, especially in this latest environment that we're in. So good stuff, guys. I mean, it sounds like this is probably like the tip of the iceberg here, because it sounds like there's so much more to be done here to keep Westcom top of mind for their members. So good stuff, guys. Anything else to wrap up? Joseph, I'll go with you first. Any final thoughts here on this?
The final thought here is that, as Chris mentioned, we want to now enable this experience for all of the products, starting with auto, personal loans. We're looking at mortgages, insurance, our investment space. So the success has triggered enthusiasm and excitement to launch new initiatives to support those product experiences. And then one thought I would say is that what is next for Westcom is, think about the transformation that happened when we switched from phones to smartphones. And so our goal here is to now switch from apps and systems to smart systems, intelligent systems, power all of our capabilities with AI, predictive analytics, and machine learning. And so that would be the our next transition and progression is now that we have this experience, how do we make that experience smarter so that it is attractive for not just our millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, and Gen Y, but also make it the best experience for some of our traditionalists and other customer base that we have. So it's an exciting journey, and we look forward to our partnership with Chris and the Temenos team and other fintech partners that we work together with.
Yeah, that's a good point to keep those established members happy too. So not just the new ones, the established ones. Good stuff. Chris, any final words here?
Just thank you for having us. And as I said, we're really excited about what the future holds, both from our perspective, but especially all the great stuff that we know Westcom and other credit union customers are doing for new existing members for their communities. And we'll keep pushing the two terms I think that stick out to me for the Joseph talks about being kind of future ready. We don't know what the future would hold, but we want to make sure that our people, processes, systems are in place to do that. And intelligent automation is the other one that we always throw around, right? Yeah, we want to keep making sure that we're streamlining things, but doing so in a intelligent and human personalized way with banking.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Yeah, it's a very, as we all say, keep saying this, a very exciting times to be in right now. So and you guys are right there on the cutting edge, pardon my 1990s term, but you guys are right there on the cutting edge. So well done. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you from it, but appreciate the time. So this was a lot of fun.
Hey, Mike, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Anytime. This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.